With so much at stake, governments around the globe are watching Ukraine closely, especially China. It's in a somewhat awkward position. Beijing has built up close cooperation with Kiev over the years, but it doesn't want to offend the much larger power in the showdown, Russia. The World's Matthew Bell reports.
Ukraine has become an important partner for China. Beijing is a major grain importer, and despite all its economic troubles, Ukraine has an advanced agricultural system. The two countries also cooperate on military matters. They're developing weapons systems together. Last December, as protests raged in Kiev, then-President Viktor Yanukovych made an official visit to the People's Republic of China, and he reportedly secured $8 billion in Chinese investments.
So in that sense, it just showed that the Chinese government was not anticipating that Yanukovych would be gone so soon.
Dali Yang is a political scientist at the University of Chicago.
Of course, the developments certainly represent a setback for the relations between China and the Ukraine.
It's safe to say that Beijing was not very happy about the mass demonstrations in Ukraine. Dali Yang says the Chinese leadership felt the same about Ukraine's Orange Revolution a decade ago and all the other color revolutions, as well as the more recent Arab uprisings.
Every time something like that happens, it just makes the Chinese much more alert to the potential for instability within China.
Events in Ukraine also touch a nerve for Chinese nationalists. Take a recent editorial in China's Global Times newspaper this week. It blamed Western interference for creating the crisis in Ukraine, and it said Moscow deserves Beijing's support for standing up to Western pressure. Chinese leaders might agree with that assessment, but they're more careful in their public statements, says Bruce Gilley, because the truth is Russia's intervention in Crimea puts them in a real bind.
This is probably the biggest dilemma in Chinese foreign policy since the end of the Cold War.
Gilley is an expert on Chinese politics at Portland State University. He says President Xi Jinping and his advisors are juggling conflicting interests.
Their natural reaction is to side with Russia in this crisis. This is consistent with their grand strategy to weaken U.S. and Western global leadership. On the other hand, they have national interests at stake here, which involve their relationship with the Ukraine and wanting to not support any violation of any country's territorial boundaries.
For China, the principle of non-interference is sacrosanct. Think Tibet, Xinjiang, and Taiwan. If any of these potential trouble spots erupted, Beijing would not welcome outside meddling. That's why Russia's forceful intervention in Ukraine presents problems for the Chinese leadership. Again, Bruce Gilley.
First of all, China doesn't want to tie itself to a global troublemaker.
That would undermine the reputation Beijing is trying to build for itself as a force for global peace and stability. And secondly, Gilley says,
you know, this crisis has the potential to create a slowdown in the global economic recovery. Just at the time when Chinese growth is slowing and the Chinese currency actually has been taking a hit on currency markets.
China must be worried that the crisis in Ukraine could end up becoming a drag on its own economy. And that's something President Xi might have brought up when he spoke with Russian President Vladimir Putin on Tuesday. In a statement today from China's Ministry of Foreign Affairs, a top official stressed that the rights of all ethnic groups in Ukraine should be accommodated. And he called for all parties to exercise restraint. It was a carefully worded message, and it probably fell short of the kind of endorsement that Moscow was hoping to hear from its friends in Beijing. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.